Patrick O'Hara's carefully planned Mediterranean getaway crashes into family obligations when his brother Greg announces a whirlwind engagement to Livia, an Italian marchesa. The wedding at Lake Como is just 4 weeks away, and Greg needs help with a delicate situation. His teenage children Maisie and Grant are struggling to accept their father's remarriage, still processing their mother's death 5 years earlier. In a moment of impulsive generosity, Patrick offers to shepherd the kids through Europe before the wedding, a decision that will transform them all. The reunion at Heathrow reveals the depth of the children's resistance. 15-year-old Maisie dismisses the marriage as a sham, while 12-year-old Grant retreats into his gaming console. When Grant tearfully admits that Patrick's ex-boyfriend Emery's absence still hurts, it's like losing another person we loved, Patrick recognizes their deeper pattern, fear of emotional investment followed by inevitable loss. As they board the Eurostar to Paris, Patrick proposes the Great European Bargain. He'll share his personally developed Dunkel love languages throughout their journey. If they still have legitimate objections to Livia by Italy, he'll advocate for them with Greg. The children agree, not realizing this bargain marks the beginning of their own journey toward healing. Patrick's Gunkel love languages begin in Europe with Silent All These Years, teaching the value of comfortable silence during their channel tunnel ride. At Paris's Hotel Plaza Athénée, he introduces the finer things, explaining they shouldn't postpone special experiences but enjoy them with loved ones now. At Angelina's, Patrick treats the children to the cafe's famous hot chocolate. Grant empties his cup like a pelican, wishing for a throat pouch to store more. Patrick claims chocolate is healthy, privately believing such luxuries nourish the soul. The next day, Patrick leads them up 237 steps to Sacre Cœur Basilica, his preferred alternative to the tourist-packed Eiffel Tower. Here comes love language number 3. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Life's greatest joys come free with people you care about. Gazing at Paris's twinkling lights, Patrick explains how atmospheric conditions create the shimmer, invisible things between them and the lights. Your mom isn't as far away as you might think, he tells them, using this metaphor to keep their mother's memory present. Patrick's connection to The Sound of Music threads through their journey. He and Sarah had auditioned for it in college, but quit when they didn't get desired roles. Now, with Greg marrying Livia, the Baroness, Patrick takes the children on the official tour in Salzburg, fulfilling a promise he and Sarah never kept. This becomes a lesson in love, doing something simply because it would make someone you care about happy, even if they're gone. In Salzburg, Patrick meets theater students Kevin and Mel wearing Wonder Bread and Smucker's shirts for Jam and Bread. He borrows their Lipton t-shirt to complete the trio. Patrick enlists them to join Maisie and Grant in a spontaneous Do-Re-Mi performance at the Pegasus Fountain. Tourists join in, marching through the gardens. As Mel hits the high note and everyone applauds, Patrick realizes acts of service for Sarah's memory aren't bullshit after all. Meanwhile, Patrick receives an offer to play Vince Fontaine in a Broadway revival of Grease, a symbolic step forward since he'd only need to teach the hand jive. Tensions rise at Lake Como with the arrival of Clara, Greg's ex-wife, and Palmina, Livia's lesbian sister who threatens Patrick's status as the children's gay relative. When Maisie suggests calling Palmina Gap, Gay Aunt Palmina, Patrick is visibly upset. At the welcome party, Clara approaches Patrick, questioning Greg's marriage and suggesting the children matter too, sowing doubt about whether he should support the wedding. During the rehearsal dinner, Maisie presents Patrick with supposed evidence against Livia based on something she overheard in Italian. Patrick then attempts to subtly undermine Greg and Livia's relationship. Patrick's toast backfires when he chooses to protect the couple instead of keeping his promise to Maisie. The situation explodes when Maisie reveals Livia said she didn't want to be a mother, and Grant admits wanting a mom after 6 years without one. The evening ends with Maisie getting her period and, despite her anger, turning to Livia for comfort, a pivotal moment that begins shifting family dynamics. Patrick calls an emergency meeting with Clara and Palmina to address the crisis. Despite their differences, they form an alliance, dividing responsibilities. Palmina will speak with Livia, Clara with Greg, and Patrick with the children. During their talk, Palmina reveals surprising depth, sharing Italian folklore about a lake monster as a metaphor for how women must contain their rage while men express theirs freely. She admits to starting each day with 9 minutes of crying, from joy, not sadness. When confronting Greg, Patrick faces his own relationship failures. Greg asks if Sarah would approve of his remarriage, and Patrick admits she would. When questioned about ending things with Emery, Patrick defensively cites their age gap, though he never discussed this with Emery. Later, Patrick is stunned when Emery appears at his hotel room, having flown from New York after the children called him. Their reunion reveals Patrick's fear that Emery would eventually lose interest due to their age difference was unfounded. Emery assures him he's only fallen deeper in love with each passing year. The climax arrives when Greg and Livia postpone their wedding. Patrick objects, mentioning the love language lessons, while Grant notes they're the last survivors of a lost civilization who can rebuild with Livia. When Livia offers to learn family traditions, Maisie suggests Gup should marry instead. Patrick kneels before Emery. "I want to truly live, and that means living my life with you. I don't always deserve you, but I do always love you." Their impromptu wedding becomes a healing ceremony for the entire family. Clara performs the ceremony despite having no official authority, and Palmina binds their wrists with her tiger-printed scarf. As Maisie and Grant toss golden confetti, the newlyweds take in the twilight scene. Patrick realizes that although his family has experienced uneven shares of loss, he's finally done being sad. Flying to New York, Patrick watches the sunset when Maisie brings him Sarah's letter to Greg's future wife, asking for patience with her children. The letter moves Patrick to tears. When Maisie regrets not spending more time with her dying mother, Patrick suggests connecting with Livia. "Some people come into our lives to give us a second chance." After Patrick's Grease performance at the Belasco Theater, his entire family awaits him, including Palmina from Italy. Emery surprises him with keys to a Palm Springs house, representing the final Gunkel love language. "Come on to my house." Patrick envisions it as a gathering place for his family, completing the circle of love formed during their European adventure. Patrick's journey reveals that hearts have infinite capacity for love if we risk it, and honoring those we've lost means living fully in their absence.